Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Island Dreams, the podcast that removes you from reality for a few minutes and takes you deeper into another part of your mind where you're just free to think. I'm your host, EJ King, and today we're going to think about a saying that's been used for many, many years. This ancient proverb, or phrase as you would call it, goes like this: you can't have your cake and eat it too. Now, to some who have already heard this before, this makes complete sense. But to some who has never encountered this phrase in the past, you may be thinking, well, why not? It's my cake, right? Why can't I eat it too? This is exactly what I was thinking the first time I heard this figure of speech many, many years ago, and for a long time afterwards, until one day I had to stop and really think about this to understand what was meant by it. Alright, so now that I've got your taste buds watering and your brain buzzing, let's dive right into it. Hey, what's going on, everyone? So, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Now, this saying is usually used when someone wants something their way, but they're not willing to budge on their current standpoint in order to get it. So let's say, for example, when you were a kid and you had to sit at the kiddie table, of course, you always wanted to sit at the adult table in order to feel grown. But the kiddie table was where all the fun was at. All your friends and family was there and people your age cracking jokes. But the adult table just seemed a bit more intriguing. Would you leave the kiddie table to go over to the adult table? Or would you just stay there and miss out on what's going on those adult conversations? In this instance, you can't have your cake and eat it too would mean you can't have fun with your family and friends that are all your age and try to act grown up at the same time. Or say, for example, you really like the job that you're at. It's in a good community with some good schools and a lot of nice people. But then a better job opportunity comes up clear across town. What do you do? Do you stay at your current job or do you move and go for more money at the new job? Of course, if you could pick up the building where the new job is at, move it to the location where the old job is, yeah, you'd be able to work that out. But in this case, you can't have your cake and eat it too. So in short, you can't get both the things that you want because they are contradicting each other. So in the end, you end up having to choose which one is more important to you, or choose which circumstance better fits your current needs. You see, for many years, and I mean many years, I struggled with this figure of speech, along with many others. But why? Could it possibly be because I'm a deep thinker, or a logical thinker, or an analytical thinker? And when someone tells me that I can have something, of course to me that means I have full rights to do whatever I want with it. But side note, this does not include that 50th pair of socks your grandma gave you for your birthday or Christmas and you're only 12 years old. Do not, and I repeat, do not do whatever you want with these socks. Your grandma put a lot of thought into that gift, and I highly suggest that you wear them and you wear them with a smile every time she comes around. Okay, now, let's say, for example, a friend of mine lets me have their old bed frame because they're about to buy a new one. Or a sibling lets me have a shirt because they can no longer fit it. Or even when I turned 18 years old and my parents let me have that old family Chevy sedan to go off to college with. Doesn't this mean that I'm free to do as I please with these items? I mean, in none of these instances was I told that I could borrow the items. Nope, I was told that I could have them, meaning that the person was not planning on getting it back and they didn't really care what I did with it. Now, in some rare cases where sentimental value is placed on an item such as being given an old rocking chair that your grandpa used to sit in every time he watched TV, of course, out of respect, it would be nice to hold on to such items for sentimental reasons, but you're not required to. If that chair didn't fit into your apartment or it only brought you bad memories, you are still free to choose to do as you please with it. So, therefore I ask again, why do people keep saying, I can't have my cake and eat it too? I mean, when I think about it, the word have is oftentimes interchangeably used for the word eat. We are oftentimes asked, what did we have for dinner? And we will respond, I had salmon with maybe a side of asparagus. Or if we had a guest come over and we wanted to be polite and offer them something to eat or drink, we would say something like, hey, would you like something to eat or drink? I have a superfood salad or some fresh fruit, maybe some lemonade or iced tea. So again, I ask, why can't I have my cake and eat it too, if the word have is used as another form to eat anyway? And then one day, it dawned on me. The word have is the incorrect word to use in this phrase. The more proper word to use in its place would be the word keep. And as if a light bulb was screwed to the top of my head, it finally all made sense. This ancient proverb was being said all wrong all these years. The word have should be replaced with the word keep, and the saying should now go like, you can't keep your cake and eat it too. Seriously, you all cannot begin to understand what swapping these simple four-letter words out did for me. I can't keep my cake and eat it too. Well, of course I can't, because once I eat it, it's gone. It's no longer there for me to have. If you wanted to keep your cake, you must do just that. But if you wanted to indulge in the goodness of it, then you must do that also. But in no circumstance can you do them both together, because they contradict each other. From here, it is only left for you to use the power of choice to figure out what to do next. So, in my opinion, can a person have their cake and eat it too? Well, I would say yes, but this is really just based on how the phrase is being said. If you've been taking this saying wrong this whole time, then you would understand where I'm coming from. But if you're taking it under the terms of keeping your cake and eat it too, well, in my opinion, I would say no. A person would not be able to do both. You can't let your friend borrow your car next Friday night and expect to drive it also, unless of course you plan to be their chauffeur. You can't want to go swimming and expect not to get wet. That's just simply called sunbathing. You see, once you have two things that contradict each other, it's almost impossible to do both. So it's better off to not even try. Will we eat our cake? Will we put it away for safekeeping? Or will we wreck our brains trying to manage them both and possibly develop unnecessary stress in our lives? Whatever it is in your life that you have to decide on, you can choose to make the best of it. And with that, I leave you with a couple of quotes. The first one from John C. Maxwell, and it goes like, life is a matter of choices, and every choice you make makes you. The next one by Carl Jung, and it goes, I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become. And this last one says, choose to do what is right, not what is easy. I'm not really sure where that quote came from. I found it online, but it really stood out to me, and I wanted to share it with you all. Alright everyone, that's all I have for today. Please, let me know your thoughts on this topic. Did I earn my cake for this evening? Or do I still have a few vegetables left on my dinner plate? Definitely let me know your thoughts, because I'd love to discuss what you're thinking as well. And next week, we'll be taking a bit of a different direction. The next topic is on relationships. Oftentimes, guys think that women take too long to get dressed. Is this true? And if so, why? So, go ahead and ponder on that for a few days, and check back in with me next Saturday to know my thoughts on it. As always, please do follow me on Instagram at imaking3 and subscribe to my channel to be informed when the next episode launches. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you all next time.